What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, I'm asking for a fence of patience because we're in the first year of that transition. I thought that the way we finished the year shows some promise. It's hard to win games in this league and to finish 15-5. Yeah, it's not a victory lap, but I think there's some positives.
Picking 12th in the NBA draft will be the Chicago Bulls.
It's a good way to set up our next guest as we go to the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. We broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. It is time for Joe Calley, the Bulls Sun-Times beat writer, and the man who can finally tell me if the NBA draft lottery is rigged. It felt that way, Joe.
You know what? I mean, this is what this country's come down to. Everything's got to be a conspiracy. Like, there's billions of dollars at stake here. I hardly think that the NBA said, you know what? We want the epicenter of NBA basketball to be down in Texas with San Antonio and Dallas and Houston. So I was thrilled for Dallas. I like a GM who takes big swings, sometimes swings and misses, but this guy has swung for the fences for a couple of years now and has gone through the ringer the last couple months for a deal that I still didn't think is as bad as everyone thought it was. And the reward for being an aggressive guy and for looking to make instant change is Cooper freaking Flagg. So God bless the Dallas Mavericks and the NBA God smiling upon him. But conspiracy theories, I'm not much into those.
Joe Calley, I did not know you were on Team Nico. Okay, I have people jumping on my bandwagon. I was like, could he have gotten more? Yes. Was Anthony Davis a guy that he should get to try to keep winning? Absolutely. I am on board. We are aligned, sir, and I appreciate that. And that being said, I think we're aligned on the Bulls, too, and where they stand, which is they're sitting down right now. Is that how you see things?
Sitting down. They're on one knee.
Oh,
they are down on one knee because they know that they are stuck in mediocrity for the next 5 years, and it's their own fault. I mean, they created this philosophy, this failing philosophy of building a team out, of playing with pace. The only thing they've done well is change the shot profile to shoot more threes, because as the playoffs have shown us, you need superstar talent, not 10 guys. That doesn't work. You're playing with pace is a cute little gimmick for the regular season and might get you to the 40-win plateau. But as the playoffs have shown us, this is about physicality. This is about what you could do in a half-court set. This is foxhole-type guys. They don't have many of them. Everything AK is doing from a philosophical standpoint, besides upping the three-point shooting, is wrong, 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 and you deserve what you get.
Joe, that is where I sit with this. And Marshall, just so you're aware, poor Joe had to join me the day after the Luka trade on one of the solo shows I hosted way back. And the question that Joe asked when Kyrie was healthy at the time was, what if they get to the finals? To which I yelled back at Joe, they're not going to get to the finals.
You got lucky because Kyrie got hurt. We'll never know what could have happened.
And then the first person I thought of in the possibility of the Mavericks going to the finals whenever I saw that news was who? The man on the phone right now. So I appreciate you going full circle with us on all of that. But the bigger picture that I wanted to also illustrate, Joe, is that you don't want, as an organization, the difference between one coin flip to be the first and the 12th pick in the draft. They had some say in this if they wanted to.
Oh, it's not even that. I mean, that's the gut punch, the instant reaction that I think a lot of people are talking about. To me, the gut punch came at 2 and 3 with San Antonio and Philadelphia, because you were in their zip code when you traded Zach LaVine and they were contemplating shutting guys down, whether it was injuries or more, you know, like there's some people that think Joel Embiid, if they were a 4 seed, would have played through that knee, possibly. You know, obviously the Wemby thing, you have to shut that down with the blood cloth. But we saw Lillard come back quickly, quicker than expected. Could Wemby have? Who knows? But you saw organizations that said in February, we see the tunnel, we see the big picture, we see what's at stake here. And you have to understand draft talent, and when a class has talent that it's worth pulling the reins on. Arturas doesn't recognize that. He just goes forward, forward, forward. And, you know, everyone's like, well, look, you know, look what they did at number 11 last year at Modest. Again, that is you not understanding the draft. There was no difference between number 1 and number 15 in that draft last season. This draft was way different. There was, to me, a generational game changer that I put in the same breath as better than Wemby, will be more impactful than Wemby. I'd probably have to go back to, he won't ever be LeBron, but as far as his all-around skill set and his mindset, it's very LeBron-esque. And then you go, well, 2, 3, 4, 5 also could be special. So maybe we want to dip in that pool. No, we want to make sure we go 15-5 and get our asses beat by Miami and make sure butts are in the seats. That's never a question. And just worry about building the team out because we trust our draft process, which they've hit one time in really the last 5 years. So, again, I don't feel sorry for them. This is their erred way of thinking, and now it's kind of come to roost.
I want to make sure I heard you right, Joe. You said Cooper Flagg, in your opinion, will be better than Wemby?
I think Cooper Flagg will be better than Wemby. I think Cooper Flagg will be the face of the NBA in the next 5 years.
Wow. Okay, so that's big. Now, here's my issue with the way they're handling things right now. There's no indication that there will be a hard left or even a soft left or a soft right. It sounds like we're going to do this all again next year with another very talented draft class and be right back in this exact same situation where we're hoping and praying that maybe the Bulls could get somebody with a 1% or 2% or 3% chance to get up into the number one spot. And of course, a single digit chance to get a top 4 pick.
Yeah, I mean, there's Peterson, there's AJ DeBonsa, there's Boozer, one of the twins. I mean, and again, the one thing AK doesn't do is when he speaks publicly, he very seldom lies. So when he is saying that our mentality is still to win as many games as possible, that's not going to change. It's not like hard lessons were learned this offseason. If anything, extensions will be given this offseason. They'll likely be secret extensions because that's the way the Bulls operate. But because they got to the play-in and because they feel like, well, we've changed the shot profile, we've made a more exciting style of basketball, let us see this thing through. You can guarantee that extensions will be given. I just see them. They painted themselves in the corner with this roster. Where it gets interesting is what 26 offseason looks like, not draft wise, but because of all the expiring contracts that will be coming off. You know, who do they move come February? Who do they try and move come July when free agency starts? But for the most part, I think we're just going to see same old as far as this roster and this mentality from this organization.
Joe, what is... You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
See things through even mean? I think that's the question we're all, on a day-to-day base, week-to-week, month-to-month, season-to-season, asking ourselves, what does see things through actually mean?
Right. Well, I mean, as I reported going back to even last year, the one, look, this is a dictatorship. This is Arturas. I mean, people want to point fingers at the Reinsdorfs or Mark Eversley or whoever you want to coaching, whatever you want to point fingers at. The final say on this roster and the way they're doing things is on one man's desk, and that's Arturas. That's why there's so many guys fired, because once you speak your mind, they'll listen to it once, but then you better be quiet. If you continue to speak your mind, you know, that's why a Peter Patton's gone, and that's why Steve Weinman's gone, and the analytics department only has one person in it right now. This is an Arturas philosophy of how this team is going to be built. This is an Arturas philosophy of how they are going to play until mid-April with the pedal down all the way. So see this thing through means the one thing the Reinsdorfs have said is you got us into this situation and it's your job to fix it because we put that trust in you. So he is going to be given the time and the allotted time to fix this. And so, you know, contracts I think are coming up for Billy. I think contracts, you know, I think they all have one more year left. Arturas may have two. He may have extended himself one more year. But again, we aren't given that information because the Bulls operate in secrecy in that way, especially with their front office. So, you know, this is where we're at. He's going to be allowed to see this through. I mean, look how long Gar Pax went on and on. And, it, you know, people think it ended because Jerry somehow got sick of him. That's not how it ended. It ended because Pax got sick of it and went to ownership and said, I think my time is done in this position. So that's how it ended. It didn't end because of billboards and fan outcry. Let me tell you something. Jerry Reinsdorf really doesn't give a damn about fan outcry, media outcry, and the idea that fans somehow can change the Bulls, whether or the White Sox, by not going to games or doing that. Jerry doesn't really care about your attendance. He just doesn't.
Joe, I also want to ask about this. Here are the draft lotteries in Chicago. The draft combine is in Chicago. These are things that what we take seriously. You know, it's some of what honors basketball in this city. Modest Bouzelis was the Bulls representative. AK declined comment. We saw guys like Darryl Morey.
Well, that's not 100%. That's not 100% true because he was only going to speak. We were told that morning he's only going to speak if they move up to number one. He never speaks at these. He always sends out – they allow the player that is there and present as their good luck charm, whether it's Julian Phillips or Modest Bouzelis, to go ahead and address the media, which, again, they don't have to do. But so the idea that he was somehow pissed or angry about the outcome or was going to speak and change his mind, he was only going to be given to the media if they hit number one because, obviously, that is an organizational seismic change. So – the idea that he somehow backed out of time, he only talks 3 to 4 times a year. And this is not an event he talks at.
Okay, because that was there were various reports on how that went down as to whether or not he was commenting. So I appreciate the clarity. What did you think of what Modest had to say?
I mean, look, Modest, the one thing about Modest, especially if I give Bulls public relations a lot of credit, because when we got Modest as the floppy haired little kind of teenage kid on draft night last year and even into fall camp, I was like, this is going to be rough. And public relations has kind of worked with him to let him just be his own personality and not be gun shy or somehow reserved or kind of watch what you say. And I'd say the second half of the season and even lately, he's become a pretty good interview. He's pretty self-aware. He's pretty introspective. And the thing I like about him, he's just not afraid. I mean, he's just a great starting piece. I don't know if the ceiling is all-star. I don't see an all-star anywhere on this roster. I think he's probably the closest to it because of his two-way ability. But when I think of Modest and what he did, I instantly go to, could you have imagine what that would have teamed up with Cooper Flagg? Or could you imagine what that would have teamed up with a Dylan Harper? Or worst case scenario, Philadelphia and San Antonio, worst case scenario, they would have fallen to three if they would have played that game. Or it's an Ace Bailey or Trey Jones or VJ Edgecombe, whoever you kind of like. I mean, could you then see the excitement that would have been around this franchise? Instead, there is no excitement. One man has killed the entire buzz with this organization and made them irrelevant, and it goes on AK's desk. He has to wear that.
I did appreciate Modest also talking about giving his scouting report on a lot of the players that he knew. Like, that part of it was really good. Like, I was impressed by him as a representative. You know, it's not ideal, but at the same time, he did speak a lot about him being the success story at 11 and then also him talking about who he saw.
Yeah, and that's the thing about him. He's really kind of opened up. And he's, I think, you know, like Lauri Markkanen in his first year or two was really rough. And then he really developed because he has such a dry sense of humor. That kind of came out. And I see Modest as kind of being a go-to guy within a year or two. And I think, you know, the organization has not only developed, I think, him from a talent standpoint. I love the way that Billy's handled him and with the tough love and the short leash and minutes are earned, not given. But, you know, a credit to the Bulls public relations department, because I think they've gone out of their way to understand that he could be the face of this thing, and dealing with the media is an important piece to this.
Well, Joe, I appreciate the time. Marshall does too, of course. We'll call you back when Aaron Rodgers is on the Steelers, because why do I have a feeling that's coming up in a few days?
Thank you so much, Joe.
Oh, it's coming. The schedule is going to be released, and then baby Jesus is coming to Pittsburgh. And he'll still own the Bears this year.
Did you just call?
They play, and he'll still own the Bears. Wow. Mark it down.
Wow. He just called Aaron Rodgers baby
Jesus.
This
is Hot Take Tuesday. What a day for Joe Kelly to be on the show. Joe, thank you so much. And I wanted to give you credit. You deserved it after talking me through a very rough day after the Luka trade.
And Nico, we trust.
I'm not going that far, but I appreciate your part in all of this. Joe Kelly from the Sun Times, always entertaining. He was a lot of places last night if you didn't get enough of Joe. Highly recommend just looking up Joe Kelly draft recap.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.